Pittsfield's Ralph J. Froyo Senior Center celebrated its 25th anniversary Tuesday with a ribbon cutting for the restoration of its iconic marquee. When Pittsfield's Council on Aging was formed in 1956, it was confined to a three-room office on a side street. Teresa Bianchi is the chair of the council and its senior member with more than 30 years' experience.
With really the foresight and the vision of Ralph Froyo, who our center is named after, is a remarkable community advocate, especially for seniors, and someone who also was a union leader and looked out for working families. He knew that in order to grow, we needed to expand.
And expand they did.
Ann Wachowski was mayor at the time, and of course, as an engineer, she gravitated towards restoring one of the most symbolic buildings that we have in downtown, because we wanted to keep it local.
Just a block away on North Street sat the empty Capitol Theater, once a bustling cinema with 1,350 seats. With the city's backing, the theater was restored, and the Ralph J. Froyo Senior Center opened in its new home on October 11th, 1993.
And so today, we're highlighting our center. We're celebrating the kind of programs and services that we've grown to love, and one that we recognize as important for the future.
This is one of the best in the state of Massachusetts.
Vincent Marinaro is the executive director of the center.
I think at every community, the senior center is just vital because of the fact that we have so many activities, and basically every activity is designed to help our seniors live longer, healthier lives because they're socializing and they're not isolated.
Marinaro estimates the center serves around 125 seniors a day, but it provides services to the 10,000 seniors who live in Pittsfield and beyond.
Because we're open to anyone in Berkshire County that wants to join. And there's no charge to join. The only cost is a $4 fee for a parking sticker, for an annual parking sticker. Other than that, it's just the cost of maybe if they have a yoga class, they might pay $3 for a yoga class, which is very, very reasonable.
The center has served a variety of purposes for Pittsfielders.
About a month or two ago, we had a fire at the White Terrace Apartments, and we came down and we sheltered the folks until they could get alternate housing. So we do it all.
The center offers dance classes, quilting groups, book clubs, and countless other activities to seniors, as well as stepping beyond its walls to offer advocacy.
I consider us like a bird feeder. We're here, and the people come and they feed and they get information and they get whatever they need from us.
The last movie I came to at the Capitol Theater, my father was an usher here after he retired from the GE, was the movie Cleopatra. I'll never forget it. And they were lined up all the way down to Linden Street.
Mary Gloria is a lifelong Pittsfielder. She worked at the Crane Paper Company before having three children, and she's been coming to the Froyo Center since the day it opened in 1993. Why?
Because it's a lifesaver.
Gloria was seated at a packed table of fellow seniors.
Very sociable place to come, a very nice place to come. Everybody's got the same problems. Everybody's lost a loved one. And we're all the same.
The city of Pittsfield has budgeted $223,000 to undertake a restoration of the center's iconic marquee that still bears the name Capitol from its former incarnation. The plan is to replace its lights and remove its lead paint. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.